Volkswagen is reportedly plotting the biggest cuts in its history. Tens of thousands of jobs, whole factories on the chopping block. For decades, the company has been a shining example of precision industry and secure German jobs. That promise is now cracking. Behind Volkswagen's crisis sits a much bigger one, an entire industry watching cheaper, faster rivals from China eat into markets it once dominated. Unions are furious. The government is on edge. Volkswagen's own leadership is coming to terms with an old model that just doesn't work anymore. And what happens next could decide whether Germany's car industry has a future at all. Welcome to The Dip, your podcast for money, power, and consequences. I'm Daniel. Professor Manuel Vermeer is a consultant who helps German companies bridge the gap to Asia. Now he's seeing companies come the other way with increasing enthusiasm. Thank you very much for taking the time for us today, Professor Vermeer. You've met for years with business leaders from Europe, from Asia. When you're in those talks today, how has the tone shifted?
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me today. Tone has shifted a lot. So for the last 30, nearly 40 years, which I've been doing business with China and other East Asian countries, basically, we saw a lot of arrogance, a lot of, well, Germany is definitely superior and they will never be able to build cars. They were laughing about Tesla 10 years ago. Mercedes even sold its share in Tesla. They laughed about Chinese cars. And now things have shifted. So now they are either afraid or they are arrogant still and say, oh, this should not have happened. Now we need the help of the German government, but actually denying their own responsibility in the whole process. So things are shifting a lot. I think many German companies are actually afraid of what China is doing, but many of them still haven't seen their own way, how they should have behaved 10, even 20 years ago.
So we'll dig into all of that in a second, but I just want to touch on what Stefan Bratzel said. He's an expert in the car market, and he says about Volkswagen, unless VW establishes a radically new structure now, we will genuinely be discussing the liquidation of VW in 2 or 3 years' time. Is this a do-or-die crisis for Volkswagen?
Yes. I'm not sure whether it's 2 or 3 years or maybe 5 years. But what also another colleague said, that maybe BYD will take over Volkswagen in some years. I think this is a very realistic scenario. And if Volkswagen doesn't take very, very drastic measures, as they now want to do with more than 100,000 people they're laying off, it might be a do or die situation. And then it would be die.
And you mentioned that German companies in the past have been arrogant in their attitude towards Asia, to China, perhaps to India as well. Has VW been arrogant?
Oh, definitely. I mean, 20 years ago, nobody talked about electric vehicles in Germany. The Chinese already had it in their five-year plan. 20 years ago, they had written it down. You can read it in the Chinese net or in any newspapers. And Volkswagen has been in China for more than 40 years, so they should have known. But they just laughed off China and said, well, we are Volkswagen. Nobody can build cars like we can. And that's arrogance. And this was not only 20 years ago, but still 15 years ago and 10 years ago. So yes, a lot of mistake done by the Volkswagen management. And now, of course, the employees have to suffer and are being laid off.
So why are German companies so complacent? Now they're seeing sometimes, in some cases, the writing on the wall. Why have they been like that?
Well, we invented the car, so of course we're the best. You know, that was the mindset. Look at us. Nobody can build a car like BMW or Mercedes. It's not only Volkswagen. And then, yes, the Japanese came, then the Koreans came, but those were small cars, cheap cars, easy cars, but they didn't have a quality of an Audi or a Porsche. And somehow Germans wouldn't believe that Chinese are able to do this. I mean, when we went to China in the 80s, and I accompanied many German companies in the 80s already, we had to have joint ventures. So the Chinese watched, they learned, we taught them how to build a good car, and now they are coming back and they are surpassing the teacher, which is quite easy to see. So I think the arrogance that our cars are the best in terms of manufacturing and quality is still there, and many German managers especially have not understood that actually Chinese quality is fantastic. And they have a different focus anyway in building cars. So it's not building a car and putting an iPad inside, but it's rather an iPad with four wheels. And that's a different way of approaching the market.
It's a different way of thinking from the ground up, it seems, one that Germany just has taken so long to catch up with and maybe still hasn't caught up with, you could say. But what is the perspective the other way around? So how does how do the likes of China and India view Germany now, view Volkswagen, the car industry, and the broader difficulties in the German economy?
Well, we still have a very good image in these countries. So I'm just bent from India, and still, if you say you're from Germany, image is fantastic. We're high quality, very good in universities, very top engineers of the world. But if we talk especially about the manufacturing part, the car manufacturing part, especially from China, most young people would say, yeah, Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, nice cars, but for my parents, different generation. But we want the smart cars. We want to have the really good cars, and that would be BYD or Geely. So it's more of like the elder people might still like German cars, but not we. In India, it's a bit different because car manufacturing is not an issue over there. So they still learn a lot of us. But now we are taking a lot of German companies to India. And basically, the same things happen as we had them 40 years ago in China. Many Germans come there with a kind of arrogance. Let's teach the Indians how to do business. And then they're shocked when they see that the Indians actually are very good and sometimes even ahead of us. So we have to be very careful not to make the same mistake again with India as we did 40 years ago with China.
Okay, and you've talked a lot about German companies that want to enter the Chinese market, the Indian market. What about the other way around? Does the weakness at VW in the car industry, does it create an opening in Germany, in Europe for Asian companies?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can see BYD establishing a plant in Europe, in Hungary, for example. We see the battery companies like CATL coming to Germany even. And now they are thinking of taking over our factories. If Volkswagen says we want to maybe close down 4 factories, then definitely the Chinese will be playing Monopoly and say, okay, I'll buy it. Why not? And then in the future, they might even buy the whole company. So yeah, it's a huge opportunity. Chinese companies are coming here, producing in Europe, also to evade the tariffs, of course. So that's a huge opportunity. It's also a chance for us, I think, to get smart people over here. So it's not only a risk, it could be a chance for cooperating, and maybe for some companies even the only chance for survival, cooperating with Chinese companies.
Now, we've spoken a lot on this very show about the difficulties in Germany. So high costs caused by, in part, by the high price of energy, bureaucratic blocks, some business leaders telling me that labor law is too inflexible, for example, or workers are being pensioned too early and so on. Is there anything that a company like Volkswagen itself could have done to prevent this current crisis? You know, not just slowed it down, but is it in the end just a structural issue with the German economy? And that even if Volkswagen had positioned itself better in the market, it would have faced these issues inevitably anyway.
Going back 20 or 30 years, Volkswagen should have seen what is happening in Asia, what is happening in Japan, Korea, and now China is coming. So they should have adapted much earlier, should have focused much more on EV already 20 years ago, not only 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And just saying, okay, it's the fault of a German government is too easy. No, I think a company like Volkswagen, with the managing quality they have or they should have had, they should have seen it before. It's their own fault. And I don't see the German government here in for once, I don't see the German government here being the problem.
Okay, and I just want to bring up this tweet from Palantir's CTO, Chief Technology Officer. They're a massive defense and AI company based in the US. And he says, it is time to repatriate the jewels of the German Mittelstand to America. Talking about the backbone of the German economy, the medium, small and medium-sized enterprises, the types that are crucial, for example, to the supply chains of VW and BMW and so on. Do you think that there is a risk that German companies are going to be picked off by private equity investors from abroad, or even worse, perhaps face a brain drain of highly qualified, talented people in Germany going off to America where they can be paid better, they can work for companies that are actually growing?
I don't think so. Not on a relevant scale, because, I mean, I've been talking to these people for many years. I am in talking to them right now. And they don't want to go to the US, especially not now under Trump. They don't want to go to or live in China, even if you pay them double or thrice the salary. I think we have fantastic universities in Germany. We have very good engineers. We have very good so-called German Mittelstand, so the small and medium-sized companies the hidden champions. We have all the knowledge here. We just have to use it more. We have to be more flexible in some labor laws, yes. We have to be more flexible even with data security, because if we are talking about EVs, the Chinese, of course, have a completely different way of implementing AI into their cars and the software, where we only use AI in the production process. So I don't see many Germans actually thinking about relocating to the US or to China. They would like to stay here. They would like to work for German companies. But we have to change as a company. We have to change and adapt to the market. And very fast, definitely very fast. So if Volkswagen is laying off 100,000 people, that's only the tip of the iceberg. Mercedes is laying off. BMW is laying off. All the suppliers like Continental, ZF, Friedrichshafen, Bosch is laying off people. But those people want to stay here. They want to work in Germany and definitely don't want to go to the US or China. I don't see the many companies going to other cultures or countries, no.
But the EU has complained for a long time that there isn't a level playing field when it comes to competition with yes. China because of the massive subsidies that there is in China. Also, there is the fact that if you wanted to follow a Chinese model in Germany, you can't really do it. There's massive regulation. There are green goals where China can be far more, let's say, flexible on that. There are more lax labor laws in the Chinese labor market than Germany has. You cannot emulate what China is doing and still maintain the level of lifestyle and environmental laws and all of the other things which Germans have come to expect. What do you make of that conundrum?
Yes, I think you're right. You can't. We can't keep our level of ethics and morals and lifestyle and entertainment and everything and emulate the Chinese model. This will not work. So maybe we have to get rid of some of our dearest things in Europe. Maybe we can't have the same level of data security. Again, talking about AI and car manufacturing, for example. And maybe we have to cut back some of our luxury and our level of living and all those things. But if we don't do this, and I talked to so many people who I think still haven't understood what is happening. And if we are not willing to maybe lower our standard of living, of maybe adjusting faster, then we will have a huge problem in the coming years. Yes, so, we have a lot of issues with the European Union, too much regulation, too much bureaucracy, but this is nothing we can change. That's Europe. But as a company, we can change things and we have to adapt faster and maybe get rid of some of our beloved habits.
So Germans have to accept that things are going to get worse before they get better.
Yes, definitely. And I'm afraid they have to get much worse before all the people really understand it. I'm doing a lot of intercultural trainings for German companies, strategy meetings with managers, and some still have not really understood how bad the situation is and going to be in the next few years. So yes, I think it'll get worse before we really understand that we have to change, especially Germany.
And what about German companies right now? Are they moving abroad in increasing amounts in order to lower their costs because just making things in Germany is too expensive?
Yes. Well, we see cooperation with China, for example. 30, 40 years ago, we had to go to China to build cars. Volkswagen built the engine, and then in China was the production site. And now Volkswagen is going to a joint venture with XPeng, for example, where we need the Chinese software and the AI and the battery. And Volkswagen is producing there and supplying the image and the dealers network and so on. So the joint ventures have changed. It used to be we have the technique and they have the market. And now we maybe have the market, but they have the software, the AI, and we are relying on them with data security, but also with batteries, for example. So things are changing. So we have a new ways of joint ventures now, and we have to accept, meaning German companies, that now we can learn and we have to learn and we have to cooperate from and with China. And it'll be the same with India in the next years.
Yeah, and I've done a video on YouTube recently on the DW News channel talking about the potential future industries that Germany could get into. Chip making, for example, not the cutting edge AI chips that Taiwan makes, but automotive and power chips and this kind of thing, specialized industrial things. But I was left with this thought at the end that there are many areas that Germany could move into where China will just later take over. It will be able to subsidize in a way that Germany and the EU can't. It will be able to find the resources to make these things cheaper. Is there any avenue that is open to you that you can see that Germany can go down, which won't just be caught up by China later?
we should cooperate with China. So just the opposite as what the US or Mr. Trump is saying, de-risking, and even worse, I think we actually should work together with Asian countries, not only China. We can learn also from Vietnam, Indonesia, India, and working together, then we can be strong in the future. But definitely not if we try to go into a race and now we want to build the better batteries and the better AI. I think it's too late for that. So let's find something where we can work together. The Chinese need us too. You know, we always talk about our dependency on China, but at least 15 million jobs in the EU are important for China. So without Euro, without this market, China would have a huge problem with its EV vehicles. They want to sell them to us. They can't sell them in the US and to Africa. So they need us. So this is a good point for negotiating and cooperating instead of only de-risking and decoupling and all these buzzwords. I think this would be the path for a good future. Europe working together, so France, Germany, Italy, UK, and so on. And then with one voice, talking to China, what can we do together and grow together? But not just saying you are a risk and you are we have to, you know, somehow shield our market. This will not work because the Chinese are here. So if we can put tariffs on them, then they will have a production site in Europe. It doesn't matter. So cooperation is the way forward.
Yeah, if you manage that, then I'm sure you could earn a few million in consulting fees, because that's the big issue, is getting Europe to agree on anything and any common approach towards absolutely anything at all. I want you to get out your crystal ball, though, and I want you to not just say what should be done. That you've made that very clear.
Yes.
What do you think will happen? Where will Germany be? Where will Volkswagen be in 5 years from now? The German car industry, all of that. Where will it be?
I see for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years a not very bright future for Germany. But basically, I'm a very positive person. As I said, we do have fantastic companies, engineers, university, bringing great people to the market. So I think we have a huge chance of avoiding this scenario. But we have to learn what is the mindset. And especially politicians have to learn. And we're doing a lot of consultancy for companies. But politicians often are very reluctant to accept any kind of consultancy. And that's an issue. So I think it'll get worse the next few years. But in the long run, I do see the possibility, not only for Germany, but for other European countries, to be, say, on the same level, at least, with the Chinese, working together with them, especially because the America is like trying to have its own way. America is decoupling from Europe. So why not take this as a chance and work together closer with Asian countries? You know, in Chinese, we have this word for a crisis, Weiji, and the Wei is from Weixian, which means danger. And the Ji is for Jihui, which means a chance. So the word crisis implies there's a danger and there's a chance. So why not take it as a chance for Europe that we have the possibility of working closer together with Asian countries and less with the US? They're not reliable anymore.
And my last point, some people would say that it is a naive view to say China's already harmed us so far, let's open the door to even more China. I know that's not quite what you're saying, but I think that's what people are afraid of. What do you say to them?
Normally, I'm afraid of things I don't understand. And people don't understand China. They're not going there. They just see some Chinese and 1.4 billion, and they hear about human rights violations in Tibet and Xinjiang. But that's not the normal Chinese citizen. And yes, China is a dictatorship. And yes, it's dangerous for our market. And yes, they might be taking many of our jobs. But now it doesn't make sense to just say, oh my God, it's terrible. What should we do? We will all die. This is not the way to behave. So let's see, where is the strategy? What can we do? And I don't see any chance for Europe. If we decouple from China and we can't cooperate with the US because they don't want us, then Europe is lost. So it's not like we like what the Chinese are doing, but we have to cooperate with them. I don't see any other way. And then there's India, the next huge market where we all see a lot of chances. Again, people are afraid of India. It's dangerous and I don't know how they treat women. A lot of cliches. Go there, travel there, talk to the people. And I think at the moment, with all the crises we have on a global view, for Europe, it's a huge chance to open new markets in the East because the West, the US, doesn't seem to be reliable anymore. So my view is not negative in the long run. I see a lot of possibilities, but the politicians especially and many companies have to listen. And that's maybe the point. You have to admit, I make mistakes. And that's always a problem for a CEO or especially for a politician.
All right. Here's where this gets interesting. Alongside the cuts, Volkswagen is on the hunt for buyers for the capacity that it no longer needs. And talks are already underway with the Chinese EV maker XPeng about taking over one of VW's factories in Europe, as XPeng's own export numbers keep climbing and its contract production line in Austria is now running out of road. Audi, which is part of the Volkswagen Group, is now building a new China-only Audi brand with SAIC, based on a jointly developed digital EV platform, with four more models planned and a new technology center in Shanghai. And meanwhile, VW software arm is working on China's Horizon Robotics on automated driving systems and AI chips for the Chinese market. I mean, we just heard then from Manuel, German industry is restructuring itself around Chinese tech on Chinese terms, and now increasingly inside German factories themselves. Call it adaptation or call it giving in to the inevitable. Either way, it's a very different outcome from the one Berlin had in mind just a few years ago. That's it this week for us on The Dip. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them wherever you like to listen to this pod right now. And of course, you can also send an email the old-fashioned way. It is thedip@dw.com. We love getting your messages there too. Until next time, thank you very much for watching The Dip. See ya.